Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast and the Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Rob Sowers, and our word this week is the word pastor. Now, probably everyone listening to this podcast has a pastor, and so you're aware of some of the things your pastor does as part of his calling. In this study, we're going to dig into and remind ourselves of what some of the qualifications of a pastor are, and then we're going to talk about the responsibilities of the pastor. What are the things that a pastor should be doing with his week? But first, we're going to look at some of the terms that are used for pastor. One of those is the term reverend. This was a term that started to be used to refer to pastors around the 15th century. As you can hear in the term, the thought behind it is that the pastor is one who is supposed to be revered. Paul gives this exhortation to Christians in 1 Thessalonians 5:12 and 13. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. So it is good and proper to respect pastors, but notice why. It's for their work's sake. We should never have the idea in our minds that the pastor is somehow holier than everyone else. I know myself, and trust me, I am a sinner just like everyone else is. That esteem or respect that we show the pastor is because of the work that he has been called to do, to bring the Word of God to the people of God. And so if we're going to use that term to refer to the pastor, let's keep in mind that ultimately the reverence that we have for the pastor is because he brings God's Word to us. Another term used to speak about the pastor is minister. The original meaning of this word referred to someone who was working under the authority of another, and so this is a proper term to use for the pastor, as he is called, in a sense, to work under the authority of the congregation. The pastor is called to be the servant of the congregation and to attend to the needs of the congregation. This all fits well with that definition of minister. The term that I prefer to be called, and the term that I prefer to use, I guess, is simply that term pastor, though. Pastor comes from the Latin word meaning shepherd, and I think I like that picture of pastor the best. The picture is one who serves as a shepherd of a flock. He's serving that flock of God's people to whom he has been called. Shepherd is a term that Paul uses in Acts 20, verse 28, where he says, "Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." A pastor is to oversee, to lead, to feed, and to serve the believers under his care. There are many specific qualifications that are laid out for pastors. We find those listed in 1 Timothy 3:1 through 7, 2 Timothy 2:24 and 25, and Titus 1:5 through 9. Now, we're not going to take the time to read through all of those here now, but let's list out some of those qualifications mentioned in these verses. The pastor is to be above reproach, the husband of one wife, temperate, prudent, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not addicted to wine, gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money, manages his household well, not a new convert, of good reputation, patient when wronged, gentle when correcting, not self-willed, a lover of what is good, and self-controlled. So we see from these sections, Paul tells us what we should be looking for in a pastor. What are the pastor's duties then? Well, first and foremost, the pastoral ministry involves that foundation in the Scriptures. Paul writes in 1 Timothy 4:16, "Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you." So it's having that biblical foundation that's the most important thing. And then the most important duty of the pastor is continuing study of God's word, so that he may be diligent to present himself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, as 2 Timothy 2:15 says. This solid foundation then is passed on to the members of a congregation through instruction in the word. The pastoral epistles then are full of terms like preach, instruct, charge, teach, exhort, and affirm. At times, the work of the pastor will also involve the discipline of others out of concern for their eternal future. 2 Timothy 4:2 then is a nice summary of the work of the pastor. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. As an under-shepherd of Christ, it is the pastor's responsibility and desire to bring the word of God to you through worship services, Bible classes, over the phone, in private home devotions. Your pastor is always available for scriptural guidance, counseling, and instruction. If you have questions, if you're interested in studying a specific issue or topic, or if you or a family member are sick and would like private devotions, let your pastor know. Your pastor is here to serve you with the word and is overjoyed to do so. He wants you to call him so that he can bring that word to you. But your pastor also needs your help. He needs your support and your prayers. Pray that your pastor would be a shepherd who is faithful to the word of God. Pray that he would have a love for souls and conduct his work accordingly. And pray that the Lord would give him the strength to carry out his work according to God's will. May the Good Shepherd bless each of us in our service for him.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.